All right, Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's talk youth sports, and specifically YSF, youth football, and the pandemic impacted that last fall. So we get a chance to visit with Tab Ballmer today, and signups are occurring, right, for the fall of 2021. We're ready to play again.
Yes, all online. So do you want the website, everything?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But what age groups are we talking about, and how is it going to work?
It's for next year's school year. Third, fourth is one team, and fifth and sixth is another team. So second through fifth graders this year will be playing next year. We've had trouble with the third and fourth grade. We've been kind of scraping by a lot of United, a lot of Sherrard, Monmouth. We've had a lot of those kids to fill them out. Our fifth and sixth grade teams had 25 pretty consistently. We used to have, 7 or 8 years ago, we had two teams, we had four teams. 92 kids the last year before the big concussion stuff took over, and we kind of lost most of the kids to fall ball. Fall ball went crazy, and we just lost everybody. So I'm hoping we had 60 maybe 2 years ago. That was the biggest number in a couple of years, and kind of come back, and then COVID, everybody got a full refund, but we held on as long as we could, and
So sign up is underway right now. Tell us about where people can go to access the site and get signed up and register.
All right, the YSF website is youthsportsfoundation.org, youthsportsfoundation.org. And right when you go in there, right on top, it says online registration. You click that tab, and there you go. And you want to sign up for Alito, of course. We're still the Green Dragons. We haven't come to it yet. The third and fourth grade are the Little Eagles, Little Eagles. They went up with Little Golden. It's $90 for third and fourth graders. It's $95 for fifth and sixth graders, which I know seems like a lot, but because of our concession stand, it's actually $200. Our concession stand pays $110, $105, depending on which grade. And that, if you look on the website, if you go look at like Rockridge's or some of these other schools, some of them are over $200 because they're using that as a money. They fundraise their program.
Sure.
I think Rockridge a couple years ago was like $130, Orion was $180. It just all depends from year to year what they need. We didn't spend anything, so we have all the money from 2019, so we're ready to go. We're going to have to do some concession stand cleaning up, and we play Enjoy. So.
And then the registration runs how long then? What is the window for the people to get signed up?
The online registration is going to run for the rest of the summer. But the problem is, where's the date? July 9th. After the July 9th, it's a $25 late fee. So, just get in as soon as you can. If it's a money issue, call me or call the U Sports Foundation if you don't want me to know. They'll make out any deal with you you can. There's some scholarship stuff. Get signed up because the third and fourth grade especially, we're not going to hang out and wait till August on that again. If they're not signed up by July 9th, if it's five kids, obviously I'm done. I've been keeping it going for Van because I'm trying to get my own kid on my team. Darby played.
Typical.
Right, but Darby played, and we never got her on the team because softball.
Yeah.
So she played third and fourth grade, but never got to play on my team. So I've never actually had one of my own kids on my own team.
All right, so that could be a first this year. Finally, it took the pandemic to end
to
do that. So when does the season run then?
It starts September 12th, I think, is the first game. But like 2 weeks before that, there'll be a jamboree, which is at scrimmage. And then there's six games. We play on Saturdays at home. Everybody else plays on Sundays. We moved to Saturdays because we had some church stuff. People were complaining. So I said, fine, we'll play on Saturdays. And then they said, well, now we can't play on Saturday because we have fall ball. And it's like, hey, I can play whenever you want. But it's not like baseball. You have to be timing. We got to get there. And, just 23 seasons, buddy.
Yeah. And then, so people have questions. You said your phone number. So if people are listening and they want to reach out and they're not sure about it, just how can they reach you then?
Well, the easiest one is Facebook, just my homepage, Tab Ballmer. And the phone number is 309-221-1367. And the pamphlets went out at school They're going home with all the third and fourth and fifth and sixth graders. But sometimes, you know, parents aren't checking that stuff. So the sheets are out there, the information sheets. I'm going to put some stuff on my Facebook page and try to promote it. But, you know, we already started baseball. We're supposed to be having a game right now. So, you know, we're going to be trying to promote this while still doing B-League. And, you know, it's not football season, but you try to get all the kids in May. That way we know where they're at for a couple of days so we can tell as many as we can. And hopefully they get signed up by August.
All right, so youthsportsfoundation.org is the website. And what, so 23 years, you said. Is there any significant changes with YSF
and how they do? It's totally different.
Is it? And that's because of the concussion protocol stuff?
Yeah, well, what's funny is we're not really that different. Just for dumb luck, like my freshman and sophomore year, we banged every day. Like it was a meat grinder and, you know, no water, you know, all that crap. And when Applegate and Dooley showed up, it was no hitting 2 days in a row. Some of that was because it was just dangerous. I mean, we were tough, and you know, me and Riddle just out drilling people. It's so funny when I see my little cousin Bodie getting in trouble for running around trying to murder people, and I'm like, I know that guy, you know. So we never hit 2 days in a row. So when the YSF come up the first year. Doug Ball was the other coach. Every practice, we practiced every day for 4 days straight, and then you know, for 2 weeks. And he wanted to scrimmage every day. You know, Doug, you know, he's ready to blood and guts. And I'm like, we actually moved practice to another place just so we'd have scrimmage. I'm like, we can't do this every day. And we've been doing it that way ever since. And then 7 or 8 years ago, they come out with these rules like, hey, you can't hit 2 days in a row. And it's like, yeah, we're good. You know, we're already not doing that. And they're like, well, there are people that are. And I'm like, okay, well, I get that. But, you know, because I go to the rules meetings. I pass on a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of those rules, we play by our stuff. Me and Jim, you know, we talked about. And so, you know, like you can't be a nose guard. Linebackers have to be back 5 yards. Tons of those rules come from us spitballing over 20-some years, you know.
Yeah. And so you said the season starts again and when?
I think September 2nd is the first game, or September 12th, excuse me, but we start practicing like the second week of August.
And again, through July 9th is about when you want
to
register.
Yeah, July 9th is when the late fee starts. You can still sign up, but it's $25 late fee.
All right, and then so you need minimum how many third and fourth graders to have a team you want? What, I'd say probably 20, and then
17 is the number, and we've played with 15 before. It's just hard, man. That you're thin. And, yeah. You know, with COVID stuff, if a kid comes off and says his head hurts, he's done for 8 days.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about, like, I literally have to tell parents, look, he said his head hurts. I can't do anything about it. His head's fine. I'm like, I'm sure it is. But when he says his head hurts, he's out.
Yeah,
come on, man. We can beat these guys. I'm like, it's third and fourth grade.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, Bettendorf isn't, you know, I would love to beat Bettendorf too, but it's not worth pushing that. Because the minute something goes wrong, I'm in trouble. So,
yeah.
Just
so that's how the philosophy is with the program. It's about giving kids all kids opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. And we're not trying to you know, outthink the world. You know, there's no coaching record for Ballmer. It is like stance, good form tackling, which we have had to change from head in the numbers to head off the side. I mean, it's not really that big of a. It was hard for me to teach at first because, you know, I was a bad person back in the day. You know, if you look at half the hits I had were probably legal now with the spearing. It wasn't even a penalty until I was like a senior. So, you know, we had to change that, which is fine. It's good. I played rugby for 9 years, so a lot of those rugby stuff I just moved to this. And it worked fine, but some of the stuff, like the plays, they're so much more complicated than when we started that, you know, for me, it's nothing. I'm just doing the same thing every year, and I got a outline that I follow, and, you know, it's no big deal. But some of these teams we're playing, these guys are – I have a feeling they're starting to practice it about June because they're running wing tees with timing, and it's like, there ain't no way that dude picked that out in 3 weeks. You know, wait a minute.
All right, so, again, as we wrap up, the number people can reach at if they have any questions.
309-221-1000. 1367.
All right. And again, you can register online, youthsportsfoundation.org. That's Tab Ballmer. I'm Jim Taylor.